Hello, and welcome back to the 622, where we do what they do.
Gang, gang, gang.
Today, pretty much going to talk about Kanye West's album. And I guess give an update on life or whatever. I'm gonna play some Fortnite too, actually. It's, Alright, so, as you know, a week ago, Yeezy, Kanye, Mr. West is in a building. Yay. Decided to drop out, and that he did. Some people, I guess, took it the wrong way. Well, not took it the wrong way, but just didn't want to listen to it because of the things he was saying weeks prior, yada yada yada. I kind of talked about it before. The album though, 7 tracks. Fire. Straight fire. So, I like to preface this with saying, like, my review of this is like a culmination. It's like a culmination of, like, watching the live reveal in Wyoming or whatever, and listening to it, you know, being presented in the setting that it was and everything. So I guess that kind of had some effect in the dispersion of the way the album was sent out. But I have it now to listen to it pretty much nonstop, along with ASAP Rocky's Testing. Still listening to that. I really like it. Like, it's really, really, like, in my eyes, it's really good. And y'all know how we do the reviews over here, anyway. Over here, do it at 622. And, when I was listening to it for the first time, I was like, dang, I wonder if this is going to be the first one I give. I'm up 622. I feel like it's really good. But I don't know. Like, I want to give it that. But at the same time, it's like, am I hyping it? Like, gassing it up? Yada yada yada. You know, am I biased? I don't know. I don't think so. Listen to most of Kanye's music. Pretty good. Production-wise on the album, like, the way it sounded was beautiful. Definitely had some nice lyrics. But I mean, it wasn't like lyricism, if you want to call it that. It was just, you know, a couple bars here and there. But like, the way they were placed inside the album kind of had a nice effect on everything. And, that's another thing I wanted to talk about. Because, like I said, I've been listening to it. And, I don't think I did a podcast talking about whether or not I was going to watch the live stream or not, but I did listen to the song, the first song off of there, the one about, I Thought About Killing You or whatever. I mean, yeah, some people, I don't know. Well, I mean, I could see, I guess, why some people thought that was directed at Kim Kardashian. But, like, after I started listening to it, like, more and more, like, I figured, like, this is how I digested it. So, like, I'm listening to it. It's like, I thought about killing you today. Yada, yada, yada. I love myself way more than I love you. All that good stuff, right? But, like, I feel like for that song, he was, like, having a conversation within his own head, right? In his brain. Discussing, like, okay, I love myself way more than I love you. Thought about killing myself today. Best believe, I thought about killing you. So, like, the way I took it is like, alright, there's himself, which is like all of his traits, if you're thinking about it that way, right? So, like, there's all of his traits, and that would be considered himself, right? So, essentially, if there's a trait that he doesn't like about himself, he could kill it off, but that would still be him. And if that's him, he would be talking to himself. Which he is, because he's saying, I've thought about killing myself. But you is directed at the part that he doesn't even like. So he won't associate it with himself. You feel what I'm saying? So, I thought about killing you. So that would be like, whatever characteristic I guess he doesn't like about himself anymore. So, he thought about killing that. And along with him thinking about killing himself, that's still to say that, like, and I mean, I guess you could talk about that, like, in a literal sense, but like I'm saying, I don't think it's very literal as people are taking it, because later in the song, he talks about, like, I think it's the same song. I think that's the song. No, it's Yikes. Yikes, I think, is the one where he's talking about, DMT, huh? Is it this Smack DVD, huh? You know, like, where you're talking about DMT. And if you've ever watched videos about DMT, a lot of people talk about, like, I guess, ego death. So that would be, like, essentially, he'd be, like, he's thought about killing himself. And maybe, like, the drugs have shown him that even himself, which he's referring to as myself, isn't better than you, which is the other, I guess, what he deems the bad parts of his, like, self, then that himself still isn't, like, great either way, so he's thought about killing himself, so that's how I took it, that may not even be it. I just may have been thinking too deep about it. But, yeah. So I really like that song. And I really like that song too, because the way it starts, like those synths, it's like crying, but not like crying. It's like a wailing. It kind of reminds me of like SZA's Broken Clocks. I believe that's the one. Broken Clock, Broken Clocks, kind of reminds me of Broken Clocks. It's very, like, I guess, yeah, melodic, and it's honestly very hypnotizing. I felt like that was a decent, like, play to attract attention anyway, like, as the first song, like, just that. The synths. I think they're synths. Yeah, synths in them. It's just beautiful. What else? No Mistakes. I think it's No Mistakes. No Mistake, I think. That one is amazing too. I love the hook, you could say, right? That'd be the hook. I don't think it's a bridge. Yeah, it's gotta be a hook. So, make no mistake. And then Kid Cudi comes in with that. I've been trying to make you love me. Let me see if I can pull it up on the TV. Actually, I might as well do that. Let's see. Let's go. I don't think I have the app on here, though. My games and apps. Dang it. Oh,
about it right now. That way I can play some music, because I don't want it to just be my voice. I feel like if I have the music, because it's on YouTube anyway, so. It'd be better. This should be the first thing that comes up. It's not even How I Met Your Mother, really. That's what came up when I typed in YOU for the first thing. Hilarious. Hilarious. Anyway. Yeah, so that song's tight. I like it. Unmute. Alright. I'm gonna get this going for y'all, because I don't want it to be too much of a dry podcast. I'm like, if I can play some of the music, it's pretty cool in my head. Also, the joint album he has with Kid Cudi released today, I guess you could say, today. It got delayed on Wave like 7 times, and I was like, are you kidding me? Because I wanted to watch it live, just like I did the Ye stream. But that was not the case. I ended up watching it like 4 in the morning when I woke up. So like, first impressions of that anyway. I can definitely say I don't think it's better than Ye. That's just my opinion.
Right.
So let's see. Yeah, I'm gonna do this. This is the first one. I thought about killing you. Skip ad. Best believe. Best believe I'm skipping that.
Just most beautiful thoughts are always besides the darkest.
Oh, what? That's another thing too. That made me think it was more of like a, like him thinking about it was a. Because he's like, the beautiful thoughts are always besides the darkest and all that. But yeah. Hello? Hello? Today I thought about killing you. I was playing through the headphones too. Let me. Ah, that's weak. That's weak. I thought I was gonna keep playing in the background. But it didn't. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Hold up. I'm gonna mute myself real quick. Where did Chris go? Wow. Alright, I guess I'm gonna eat too. Y'all can run duos or whatever. I'll be back in a sec. I'm gonna stay in here though, but I'm gonna just mute myself. Alright. So, that didn't end up working out, so I'm just gonna put it back on this music. We're gonna unmute that. You'd only care enough to kill somebody you love. The most beautiful thoughts are always inside the darkest. Just say it out loud. I like the album artwork too, it's pretty tight. The mountain range. I like it because that's like the type of pictures I'd be taking. Like, not of mountains and stuff, but I mean, whenever I've been around mountains, I've definitely taken pictures of it. But like, excuse me, like just the imagery. It's nice, somewhat peaceful, but you know how that goes. I think this is the part where I'm supposed to say something good to compensate it so it doesn't come off bad. Yikes. Ghost Town is pretty cool too. Ghost Town's nice. Like I said, no mistakes. And I love myself way more than I love you. I'm gonna put it on this playlist, I think. Wouldn't Leave's okay. All Mine is pretty love. Like, if I had to say one song that, I mean, I don't really care for too much, it'd probably be Wouldn't Leave. But, I mean, other than that, everything else is pretty cool. Like, No Mistakes. Just, like, the beat, the way it's sampled. Believe it or not. And then you don't think it's gonna turn that way. Like, the way it does, and it just sings. Like, it's honestly just beautiful. Honestly, this album's just big vibes. Big vibes. Oh, my dogs are saying that we up again. Oh, I got dirt on my neck. I got white on my beard. I ain't been in my books. It's been a shaky ass year. Let me make this clear. So all y'all see, I don't take advice from people who less successful than me. Huh? Bars, bro. Well, it's not bars, but it's still bars. Kind of sleepy. I think I may run this one short. Guys, I don't really have too much to talk about. Like I said, the first impressions of the Cudi and Ye one, it's so-so. Definitely, in my opinion, as of right now, I don't like it as much as Ye. I don't know if I did Pusha T's Daytona. I think I did. But that one was pretty solid too. So far, if I had to rank all of the ones that have come out recently from good music, it'd be Ye, Daytona, Kid C Ghost, KSG. Man, like, it's just... That's a South Walker. Someday. What song is that? That's that one I want to hear. I forget which one that is. Is it Wouldn't Leave? Nah, it's gotta be Ghost Song. I'm a ooh, my money in it. Crazy little dude, I look out to get the rubber, I'm gonna get the chimney up. Ooh, fuck it up. Was it good? I'm gonna make it up. Yep, Ghost Town, that's it.
Someday.
I hope y'all can hear that, like the music a little bit more than just me, because I know I sing horrible. So yeah.
Someday, I remember Sunday, and then.
See, I feel like this is kind of what, with the, not the problem, but like what may have gotten people's hopes up for the Kid C Ghost album. Because it was like, dang, sounds beautiful. But like, and those lyrics weren't even Kid Cudi's. I mean, if you look up like the samples they used, that's pretty much essentially a sample. They just redid the singing.
But, I mean, yeah. Overall,
I want to give it a super high rating, man. But, yeah. This is, I definitely, yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and say it, man. I got to. I have to. This is like, it just feels right. Pause. But not pause.
Feels just right. Mama Cecil.
But before this, all I want to say is shout out to the two motherfuckers that stay listening to me. Whoever you are, you lit. Keep it up. And if you want, get at me. I think you can leave messages on here. Chats. Something. I mean, it is what it is.
We're still the kids we used to be.
Put my hand on the stove. But still bleed. Alright. Well, like I said, shout out to the two motherfuckers that's listening. Hopefully y'all tell two more motherfuckers. That's what we gonna do. There's two of y'all, so tell two more motherfuckers tonight. Let's get this shit popping till we got 622 motherfuckers listening to the podcast. I'd be cool if that many motherfuckers listen to this bitch. You feel me? You feel me? I hope y'all can, like, imagine the faces and shit I'm making while I'm saying some of this shit. But, like, yeah. Oh, dang, interesting. It just skipped. I like that. Well, I hit my remote, but besides that, yeah, shout out to y'all, whatever y'all names is. I'm gonna call y'all Richard and Cleopatra. Shout out to y'all. But anyways, back to this Yay album. Like I said, I'm gonna have to say it, man. The first ever 622. As of me starting this podcast, anyway. Because I could give, for sure, one more album right now, 622, that came out somewhat recently, but not really. I don't remember the release date on it, but still a banger. Kendrick Lamar, Damn, would be another 622. Let me see any other past albums that I can reflect on right now. Since we're giving the first 622s out. Say Yay. Damn. That was honestly the only other one that popped up into my head. I mean, yeah, Good Kid, Mad City would have to be up there on one of those. Trying to think of another one that's just like fucking fire. Don't do Pilates. Stick to karate. Maybe. I think. ASAP Rocky's Long Live ASAP. I think that's the mixtape. Or, nah, that one's Love Live ASAP. I think that's what that one is. Yeah, Long Live ASAP is the first album, I think. Yeah. At Long Last, ASAP was the first one. I mean, not the first one, the second one. And then new one is Testing. Yeah, so I think it's Live Love ASAP. That one is fire. It's got a lot of hits on there. Schoolboy Q. It's probably a 622. I'd probably give it a, we'll cover that one as like a somewhat underground 622. SZA's album. That one's pretty magnificent. Now I'm trying to really think through the catalog that I have in my phone anyway of like, just like, goddamn, it's just beautiful. Wow. Just noticed my cat was in the workout room with me. Man's is slumped. What else? This is hard because I'm trying to think of, because essentially 622, that's 100. SZA's album is beautiful. Damn, it's good. It's pretty damn good. let's see. Fuck. What is this? I can't think of anything else right now. I mean, and I know there's definitely other things that when I looked at my phone, I'm gonna be like, oh wow, really? But off top, as of recent anyway, definitely those are pretty cool. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, I started my summer classes. Just took my first American music history test. Pretty cool. It was alright, it wasn't too bad. Then my US History 2 class has been pretty smooth. I think I know why. I like my US History class more than my American Music History class. And it's because it's face-to-face. My music history class is online only, and it's not bad, but I feel kind of weird about it in a way, but not really at the same time. It's just, I think it's honestly probably just a professor that's real cool for my history class. But yeah, that's been going pretty smooth. First week's over, 4 more weeks to go. Because it's a summer session, summer mini session. What else? Nothing much, man. It's been pretty chill around here. What can I talk about? I'm going to talk about something else for like 3 minutes. But yeah, it's been pretty cool, man. Like just a week. I don't want to talk about that. But maybe you should talk about it. There's a female in my American history class, and I think I might get at that. We'll just leave it at that, but still thinking about how to do it, because the class setup's kind of weird. There's only like 11 people in the class. Keep the same energy. Getting back on my workout game. But I'm doing 5 sets. 3 different exercises, 1 body, 1 muscle group, day of the week. So today I did pull. Hopefully I feel it tomorrow. That's how it's been pretty much the entire week. I've been feeling it the day after, and something I've really been missing, I guess. Because when I was doing those like fast superset type workouts, I wasn't necessarily feeling anything, but like I was still getting a decent workout. So now that I have a little bit more time, work out in the mornings before I go to class, because my class starts at 10:30. So have a little bit of time to do that. But I mean, other than that, yeah, it's pretty lit. I don't ever have like a game plan of what I'm going to talk about. I just want to talk about what I want to talk about. So it kind of seems discombobulated, but who gives a motherfucker, right? Looking at time, there's 30 more seconds. I guess I'll just do the outro. That being, hope y'all enjoyed it. Hope y'all do what y'all want to do. And if you ain't fucking with it, don't come back. If you is, come back. That's what we like around here. You know what I'm saying? And if you do like it, like I said, you 2 motherfuckers that's listening, tell 2 more motherfuckers so they can listen. This has been the 622, where we do what it do.